From the WLRN Miami Herald Newsroom, I'm Marva Hinton. Floridians have only 2 full days left to early vote, and some are calling the process a nightmare. They're complaining about extra long ballots and even longer lines at the polling sites. Miami Herald reporter Patricia Mazzei is covering the story.
We talked to voters who have spent hours in early voting lines, mostly in Miami-Dade, but also in South Broward, and also voters in Broward in particular who have not received their absentee ballots yet, even though they ordered them weeks ago. What the Broward Supervisor of Elections Office has said is that they have sent every person who has complained that they have not received their ballot another ballot, and they have records of their ballots getting mailed. The problem is apparently they haven't been delivered to some people. It's unclear right now why they haven't reached their destinations or if they've gotten lost in the way or what the case may be.
If you're waiting on an absentee ballot to arrive and you want to know your options, go to WLRN.org. Leon County will be the first in Florida to give law enforcement officers the ability to ticket adults for some minor crimes instead of arresting them. That's if the crimes are nonviolent and it's a first-time offense. Civil citations have been used with juvenile offenders instead of putting them behind bars with success. About 90% of kids who get citations and then go through a diversion program instead of to a lockup go on to stay out of trouble. In Leon County, which includes Tallahassee, officials are starting a pilot program to extend the citations to adults. The area state senator, Democrat Bill Montford, said he had doubts at first.
I said, you know, you got to be tough, and I'm not sure this is the right way. But after sitting down with Tom and some other people, law enforcement people, they convinced me that this was a good alternative, and it has turned out even better than what I'd ever dreamed.
Backers of the idea say other parts of the state are watching because an alternative to jail or prison could save Florida hundreds of millions of dollars. And Florida's annual citrus harvest is underway. Growers say a summer with lots of rain and no hurricanes means a good crop. Valerie Alker has more from our sister station in Fort Myers.
The U.S. Department of Agriculture has yet to release its annual citrus harvest forecast, but Florida Citrus Mutual's Andrew Meadows says all signs point to a good crop. However, there's a downside. Meadows says growers are dealing with historically high production costs.
Upwards of $1,500 to $2,000 an acre, and that's up tremendously from just 10 years ago, more than 50%. And really, it can be attributed to our disease management. We're facing several serious diseases, but probably the most threat is one called HLB or citrus greening.
Most of Florida's citrus is processed into orange juice, and consumers have been paying more at the grocery store. However, Meadows says retail prices will likely remain stable given this year's good crop and existing inventory. The industry also recently received a $9 million federal grant to fund research into biological controls to combat the disease citrus greening. Citrus is a $9 billion industry in Florida, supporting 76,000 jobs. In Fort Myers, I'm Valerie Alker.
This is WLRN Miami Herald News. I'm Marva Hinton.